result of, I realized that later in my life. A friend of mine led me to that person's room for me to be raped. The witches, they will keep me hostage in my own bedroom.
Sure.
When I was in the middle of that house, they were men only to find that I was kidnapped by the diamond smugglers.
Huh.
Mm.
Why?
Jesus came himself to come and take me. I was lying there and he called my name. My spirit came out of my body. He said to me, I wanted you to come and see your home, but you need to do two things for me.
How was your life impacted by that experience?
Sure.
Because you can't be the same. Because the minute you have an encounter with him, things are not normal anymore. What are the conversations you were having? What were you doing? Like, who did you call? What did you say? Thobela Matuka Moka, my name is Innocent and Woki Millicent. And kam karna ukarbuja the same twins.
Welcome to I've Been Through the Most podcast, and my sister just introduced us in Spedi, amazing, one of our 11 official languages right here in South Africa. And we'd like to greet you in your official languages. So make sure you advise us what to say and how to say
That's it.
Right. We know hola. We're recently in Mozambique. Last week, we're like, hola, you know. So make sure you tell us how to greet you so that you may feel welcome and be part of the family. This is Send Twins TV, whether you are watching us on YouTube or listening to us on Spotify or other audio platforms. Welcome, and we are so honored to have you. When you see this show on your screens or you're listening to us, then you know there is an interesting story that's about to come up. Not just to entertain, but to inspire, to change your life. And we get testimonies every day, you know, and it just becomes so worth it to come back week in and week out. It's about creating a greater impact, living a life of purpose. And of course, we are on our different social media platforms. We are on TikTok, on X, as well as Instagram. Please do go ahead and follow us there and make sure you leave us a comment and you share the videos and you make sure that each and every person, of course, listens and subscribes to the family. We are officially on the road to 500,000 subscribers. We know with your help, with your support, we can do it. So if you're watching, please do subscribe. It's absolutely free, no charge at all, and join the Sand fam. Today we are joined by Usis Pindi. Welcome to the show. You're looking absolutely beautiful in black.
I know, right?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute honor from us. And for our viewers who don't know Usis Pindi, Ubani, can you kindly introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Pindi Onkholotse Mota. I was born in a village called Aung in Northwest some years back. And I was raised by my auntie briefly. Then I went to stay with my grandparents, the ones who raised me and who took me through schooling until I became a teacher. And I came to Gauteng to come and look for employment. I got married here and my life is here now.
Mm.
Yes.
So you're based aside full time?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome, you're a teacher. I love teachers. A lot of people in our family are teachers, so we are raised by teachers.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into your story.
Okay, my story is like this. Pindi, from her childhood, she never really had love that much, like any other child who is cuddled, who is made to be assured, to be told that I love you, baby, and all that. Because from my childhood, like I was saying, since I opened my eyes as a toddler, I was staying with my auntie, and my auntie was moving from one place to another with my uncle because my uncle was a principal. And there, yes, I experienced abuse in a not nice way, and bullying, and as a child, and I never said anything because nobody was really there to complain to, because that child who was bullying me was doing it in front of my auntie. And she never really stopped her. Then I developed that thing of keeping quiet about the things which are not that pleasant. And I grew up like that. And I was delayed. I was delayed in my life, especially in from primary. I had 2 years that passed me by. One, I was in the hospital. The second one, we had to move in the middle of the year. And I lost that year as well.
Sure.
So, and I want us to highlight this. Mm. That delay became a spirit. And I will come back to the issue of conception, where everything started.
Okay.
So, because we know, Jeremiah, I knew you.
Yes.
When God said that to Jeremiah, he's the one who is giving life.
Mm-hmm.
And God, when he sees, because the reason why he put man and woman is for reproduction.
Yes.
So whenever there is an activity there happening, he puts life in there. So because he has a plan of salvation in the future, wow. Whether you are born from rape or you are born from people who love each other, sex is sex, and the fruit of sex is conception, which is where the things are starting. So in my case, I was born out of something like that. I'm a result of, and I realized that later in my life. I didn't know that from the beginning, but there were many things that made me to question, who am I and why is life like this for me? And only to find that now in my old age, like if I can put it like that, but through from my being a toddler until youth and all that, nobody was saying anything, but signs were there, because this thing, this spirit of rape was following me in my life, because in two occasions I was almost raped. It is because God did not want it like that.
Sure.
I was almost raped by somebody I was schooling with, somebody, a random person, whom I was not even close to him. I did not have any kind of relationship with the person. But a friend of mine led me to that person's room for me to be raped. But yes, it is because of the spirit. Everything that happened gave birth to something else. And like I'm saying, when God says, Jeremiah, I knew you, when the Lord knit us in our mother's bellies, many things happen in there.
Yes.
If a man who impregnated you denies paternity, that is the spirit of rejection. And come it on. Gets into a child.
Mm.
It And it's not only that. People's talks, and imagine if your father is a married man. What about the wife saying
about you?
Yes. So it's a lot. What you when you are knitted, it goes together with the rejection, what people are saying, and what about you? Because my mom was just 15 years when she conceived me.
Sure.
And it was not even a relationship, some sort of, you see, it just happened. And even today, it is only because of the word of God that she had to come out. But throughout my life, she never told me anything. And I did not understand why she could not say anything, but I could see that she could not love me. She could not accept me, but she was not telling me why.
And you could feel.
I could feel.
No, man, there's something here. Yes. There's something for years.
Yes, for years. And and everything was hidden when my grandparents were still alive. Because they are the ones who raised me. I was not staying with my mom because she was 15 when she conceived me. When she was 16, she gave birth to me. She went back to school. By the time she became she finished the school to become a teacher, she got married to a man who is not a good person. That man hated me so much. Sure. That he could not even call me by my name. He used to call me a girl. Wanyana, this, just like that. So you can just imagine a child who is not knowing exactly what is happening. Mm. From being just a child to be shown that you are not welcomed here. I could not stay with my mom. I could not stay with my father because they were both married to different people. That's why I was with my grandparents. And thank God they loved me. They showed me love and they took me through schooling. Like I was saying, that I thank God that they are the ones who raised me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be where I am today if I was to stay with either of my parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they continue to just reject you. Even after their, I mean, obviously your mom was young when she conceived you. But even at her adult years, when she was older and when she was capable of looking after you, it wasn't possible.
It wasn't.
And now she marries a man that then doesn't like you. Then the rejection continues. And it just pains you even more that...
Truly, it pains me even more because now it became a spirit and it went to another generation, which is my children. This rejection did not only stop there. It gave birth to a lot of spirits in my life. The spirit of rejection, of course, the spirit of delay, the spirit of undermining, the spirit of accusation. People were coming up with stories with my name, and
always you.
Yes, always you. And to the point that the way I was so much in rejection, or the rejection covering my life, I felt so comfortable around it, to the point that it was the only thing that I knew. To the point that if somebody wanted to be nice to me, I wouldn't know how to react. Because the only thing that I knew was rejection.
Yes.
And this spirit of rejection, like I was saying, it gave birth to many spirits, especially the spirit of witchcraft. I was so vulnerable to witchcraft to the point that it was not funny. I remember the highlight. There are many. I cannot summarize everything in 1 hour or two. The thing is, these people, I used to ask myself, why is everybody after me? Especially is witchcraft and all that. The people who used to do that, the witches, they will keep me hostage in my own bedroom. They will keep me hostage in there. They will come and sit around my bed and want to inject me with sicknesses. I will refuse. They wanted to give me food. I will refuse. To give me something to drink, I will refuse. I will frustrate them, but they could not touch me. There was a time, you know, God has been in my life so much that one of them was saying, let us leave this person because the day will break any time now. It's in the morning hours. Let us go and do and and bewitch people who can easily be bewitched. This person is a waste of time. This one, yes. Because
wasting their energy.
Yes. God has been in my life. God has been protecting me and all that.
But why were you a target?
That is what I used to ask myself. So now, when I proceed with my testimony, you will hear.
Okay.
So this, I'm just giving you the background of where the thing started. You see, like that one, the spirit of rape. Another one, I was kidnapped when I was in matric. Yes. And those people, but that is where I met with God. My spirit knew him. But I was delayed to take him as my personal savior because of the name of the church that I was attending. You know, many people will miss God because of I'm attending, I'm this, I'm this, I'm that. We need to leave that and go to Jesus as
Seek
our
him.
Savior. Yes.
Amen.
So when I was in the middle of that house, there were men only to find that I was kidnapped by the diamond smugglers.
Why?
It is because of my cousin. My cousin took me away from my books when I was preparing for my June exam, mm-hmm. for me to take her to a hiking spot. And that's where we were taken. But to cut the long story short, God made sure that did not happen. Mm. I was standing in the middle of that house and I looked up to heaven. I said to God, God, I don't know you yet, but you know me. Mm-hmm. I want to make a deal with you. If you take me out of this situation unharmed, I'm going to take you as my God, and I will take you forever. I will make you my personal savior.
Wow. Sure.
And that was the time when God showed me who he is. Wow. He put that person right in a deep sleep. Sure. Until everybody was having a gun because they were demon smugglers.
Yay. But so
he took his gun and he put it under a pillow, and God took him into a deep sleep until the following day. So those are the
That's
highlights.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. Sure. And God never left me. Mm. And for me to take him officially like that, it was on Christmas Day, some years back, the 25th of December. It was Sunday. And when the man of God was preaching to say, God has taken you out of many situations.
Yay.
Why are you? He was talking to me. I went to the pulpit running.
Imagine Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, wow, beautiful. How beautiful.
So it was like that. And I didn't know how much I was afflicted until I got into a deliverance church.
Mm.
Then God was working on me from one church to another. He was the one who was leading me, because he showed me my life to say, I'm going to take you from all that, because each and every place where I was going to benefit something. Because in that one, I got this what, but it was God who was moving me around. And at the end of it, he took me away from all that, because some of them were done. You know, the things that were from me were taken away in a way of deliverance, until I did not meet my apostle where I am now. Mm. God sent me to her. Mm. Just like that. He removed me from the church that I was in, and he gave me her name and her surname. Mm. And he said, go to Apostle Pinky Mosuma and go and submit yourself there. That's where. And then the following morning, I was Googling her, looking, calling and all that, looking for her, until somebody took me to her and say, I know her. Then that's where I met my apostle, whom God has been using in my life in a marvelous way.
So this was spiritual, also just having that encounter and knowing you know, just being led to the right person that you needed at the time. Even that supernatural, because you didn't know her.
Mm. Mm. I did not know her at all. And the thing is, I was having a gift. I'm having it. That time, I was having a gift that was irritating many people. Nobody could understand it. Mm. I didn't know about what to do about it myself. I was shown things. I was taken to be shown things. I was going through something, but who to talk to?
There was no one. So this was like a spiritual gift?
It is.
Okay.
It is a spiritual gift.
Like a prophetic gift.
Yes. I've been in prophetic for many years. Mm. And I will say something that was in me to somebody, and somebody will come with a testimony and say, I you said I'm pregnant with a girl, and indeed, I didn't even know the gender of a child.
Mm.
And nobody knew that I was pregnant except my husband and I. How did you know that? So this is just one of the things that I used to say. Other people will be saying to each other, this woman, when she says something to you, take it serious. Because everything she says
is gonna happen. Yeah.
Yes. I grew like that. And my first journey to heaven was 98, when I was still renting in Randfontein. Mm-hmm. I was taken there. Jesus came himself to come and take me. I was lying there and he called my name. And my spirit came out of my body. I was like him. He was on the air. He never touched the floor. He was just standing there. He called me and I became like him. And I saw myself lying there. And when I was lying there, he said, come. I want to show you something. We moved, we left the room through the wall and we appeared immediately in heaven. I did not see us traveling.
Mm-mm. There was no journey. There was no journey. 3 hours,
no.
About 2 days.
No. Immediately. Remember, almost, in the spiritual realm, there is no time. Mm. So I was there with him. Glorious Jesus. We were walking in heaven streets. And I was so excited, like a toddler be taken to a mall for the first time, saying to him, showing him what he knows. But it was my excitement because I was seeing it for the first time, saying to him, you know, that is why I love this hymn of the New Jerusalem, Streets of Gold. I'm walking on them. He was just smiling, understanding that I'm excited because of it's my first time and all that. And I spent a lot of time there. We were walking. I never saw an old person. When I was there, I saw a young man. They were calling each other the saints that we are reading about here. Mm. Those who died in the Lord, you know, they are young men and all that. So he took me to a book of life. I saw my name there. And out of curiosity, I said, let me check who is there. I said, no, then he took me to his seat. Sure. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's where he is. And he sat on his seat. He took me like a child and he put me here.
Oh, wow.
He was holding me like this. I put my head here on his bosom and it was hot fire. Then I asked him, Lord, what is this? Why is your bosom so hot like fire? And he said, it's the love that I'm having for my children.
Oh.
Yes. And from there, he took me by the hand. We were walking up and down. And there was a place there, not far from where we were. It was hell. People were crying and all that. He refused that I should go to see what is happening. Because I remember I said to him, may I go please may I go and see? And he said, no, you don't belong there. So you don't have to see it. Then I just took his word for it. And we were sitting there. He showed me this and that and that. So after some time, he said to me, now you must go home. You must go back. I said to him, you know, our nature as people, I wanted to negotiate. Can I stay here? Because I have nothing.
So you wanted
here.
To stay?
I wanted to stay.
Was it that beautiful?
It was beautiful. The plants are alive. They are singing, glorifying the Lord. The buildings are not man-made, cement and concrete, no.
What was the most fascinating thing for you in heaven?
In heaven, it was sitting on Jesus, seeing my name in the book of life.
Yeah.
I could not look at the Father. The light was too much. I could not. And it was a good feeling that I didn't want to come back. And he made me a promise, two things. He said to me, I wanted you to come and see your home. But you need to do two things for me. I want you to go back and do two things for me. Then when you are ready to come home, I will personally come to fetch you.
Sure.
I'm not going to die and go. He will come and fetch me when the time is right. I could not, you know, understand why should I come back, but he was just smiling and said, no, go and do my work. Then when the time comes, you will come here, because this is where you will be.
Wow.
Yes. Then he said, let's go. He took me and he put me back in the room, and he said, now Pini, go back to your body. I went to the body. I said my goodbyes, even though my heart wanted to stay there. And that was my first. And then it was that for the whole week, my room was filled with the presence of the Lord. Yes.
How was your life impacted by that experience?
Sure.
Because you can't be the same. The minute you have an encounter with him, things are not normal anymore. What are the conversations you were having? What were you doing? Like, who did you call? What did you say?
Yes, that's true. My life was never the same after that. The first person I told about my first experience in heaven, my first, not the last, the first.
Oh, first of many. Yes. Okay.
So it was my first, when I shared with him, he wanted me to tell everyone. But I said, the Lord never said I should tell anyone. I'm just sharing with you because I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And that was it. So another thing that, like I was saying, there were many things that I was going through, but I could not tell anyone because I didn't know what was happening. My first time with an angel, was some years back when I was taken through a tunnel. A very long tunnel. It was black in it, but I was rolling like fire, ball of fire.
Inside the
tunnel? Inside, yes. I turned into a ball of fire.
Oh.
Then I went through that tunnel, and when I came out of it, that side, I saw a black ball there, because I came out like that, and I was standing in the middle of nowhere. Then there was an angel waiting for me. Then I looked at him and said, who are you? And where am I? What is that? I had many questions more than understanding. Then he said, oh, that is earth. Then I asked him, if that ball is earth, where am I? He said, now you are out of earth. Let me go and show you things. Then he took me to show me many things and all that, you know.
What
because
did this angel look like? I'm so curious. I'm trying to picture it in my mind.
I will tell you.
Okay.
I will tell you because he, if I talk about him now, he might come, you see.
You?
And yes, I'm telling you the beginning of things.
Yes.
Then he will take me to show me that and that and that, and he will bring me back. And one day, it was gradual. It was not everything at the same time. The next time in my sleep, he came again, this angel. And when he came, he was not alone. He was not alone. Sure. He came with the host. A lot of angels. They were parading. You know, when like soldiers or police were parading, they were like that. And he came and he stood next to me. I was looking at him, looking at this, speechless. What I remember saying was asking him, can I touch your wings? He said, yes. Then I felt his wings. They were so real, strong, and all that. And when I was doing that, he just stretched them like that for me to see. I was marveled, saying, wow. I did not know who he was and why is he coming with other angels.
Other angels, yeah.
Bit by bit. Then it happened again that now you know, I want you to know something. There are heavenly angels and earthly angels. Okay. The ones that we call things. You know, when I was walking across the street, I did not see a kombi. Then something pushed me back. Mm-hmm. That something is an angel. They are with us everywhere. Because Psalm 91, God says, I will send you angels to guard you. There. They are always with us, but we don't know.
So we don't see them because we are inadequate to see them?
I think it's ignorance, lack of knowledge, lack of knowing that what God says he shall do. When he says he will give us angels, he really meant it because the angels are here. But the question is, how many of us are aware of them?
Of them, yeah.
Because we call them things, like I'm saying. You know, something just said, something woke me.
Yes.
We call angels
something
things.
Something pushed me.
Something pushed
something
me.
Something stopped the car
yes.
from, yeah.
When I was sitting there, I felt something entering, something covering. Those are not something. Those are angels. That we don't even know about. But gradually they have been in my life, but I could not do anything about them because I didn't know what it was going on.
Yes.
Let me give you an example of an earthly angel. There was a time when I was having only 30 rand in my purse. I did not have any money, and I prayed to God. I said, Father, only 30 rand I have, I need electricity in my house. Then the Lord said to me, go to a certain garage. He gave me the garage for me to go and buy electricity there. That garage is out of town. I drove there to go and buy electricity because God gave me obedience.
A clear instruction of where you
yes,
need to go.
Yes, yes. I thank God for that because I don't miss things because when he says do, I do. So I went to that garage, I went to the counter, I bought electricity for 30 rand. That man gave me electricity of 300 rand. When I see it, I said, no, brother. I said, 30. He said, no, don't worry, you'll bring it when you have it.
Huh.
I was so astonished to say, but it doesn't happen like that. Because
like
he doesn't say month end or, he said, when you have it, you can bring it. Then I went home, I told my husband, and my husband was like myself, astonished and all that. I was looking forward to month end to go and pay that man.
Yeah.
When I got there, I asked his name. Nobody could know.
Aibo.
Yes. Nobody could remember or know
like,
him
are you
and
talking
all
about?
That. Yes. To the point
what?
That even somebody called somebody who is on leave and said, do you know sir? And so I said, no. Then the Lord said, it was me.
So was that an angel?
He was. He was an angel. Because why I'm saying that, it is because now I understand how it works.
It works. Oh,
yes, I'm still
okay.
coming to that. I'm giving you the background of where I come from with them. So it was like that. Nobody understanding me. People thinking that I'm rebellious because I only hear God. When God says I should do something, I will do it, no matter what everybody is doing. So many people that I was in, their churches or something, somebody might just think that this person is not with us, whereas that was not the case. Because when God says something, I follow him and I do what God says I should do. So now, after God brought me to Apostle. I want you to see how these things are coming together. I've been having angels. I've been having all those prophecy and all that, but not even knowing what to do with it. And then now, God brought me to this Apostle. He said, Apostle. I said, yo, this is nice. For God to call you Apostle, it's an honor. So, when I met her, she basically took me from, what can I say, from the scratch. It took me from the scratch. she could understand what I was going through. Mm. She could understand why I was doing what I was doing. And the Lord used her so marvelously in my life, in a point that she could see the gift that nobody could see. Mm-hmm. She could polish the gift because God gave her grace like that to raise people. When you are gifted one way or the other, she will see it and she will nurture the gift until it manifests.
Until you become matured enough. Yes, like that.
Mm. So that is the reason why God sent me to her, because where I was before God could take me to her, I was told that I will be ready in 10 years. And God doesn't work with that, you see. She herself was gifted by angels. That's why she could see what I was having. Because when she was taken to the third heaven, her own experience, because everybody is having her own or his own experience with the things of God. When she was taken to the third heaven, God introduced angels to her, or her to angels. And she was handed Michael, the archangel, who is the leader of them all, was given to her personally. So she was introduced to the angels like that. The angels became her friends. And so she told us that she prayed to say, this gift is too much. I cannot have it all by myself. Let those whom I raise be part of it. That is selfless. I mean, many people with a gift like that, he or she will want you to yourself. So what I've realized is because she was given to angels herself, she could see the gift in me. And that's how now my gift was shown. It was not something that is surprising to say, what are you saying?
Yes.
That's why it was so easy for her to see them in me, because she was having a relationship with them herself.
Already
herself. So many things were happening like that. I'm not saying I'm there already, but I'm still growing into it, because the things of the Lord, you cannot say you are done. It's a school that is continuous.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So
it is.
Many things came to manifestation after realizing where I come from. That's when now my gift was fully functioning. So what happened is I never had a relationship with my mother. We don't know each other that much.
Sure.
The first time I gave you the background. I want to put everything together.
Yes.
I did not have any relationship with her. We did not know each other. The first time I stayed with my mom was when I was at the college level.
But what was her reason for that?
Like I was saying, how I was conceived.
Oh, she still had that anger.
Even, yes.
She's still married?
No.
Okay.
No, they separated.
Okay.
And that thing really damaged, if I can use that word, her inside. What happened to her? And I was the result of that. And I don't know whether to call it fortunately or unfortunately, I look exactly like my father. Sure. My father to her is a rapist. To me, he is my father. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So that thing, how I was conceived, became a problem to the point that she could not like or love me. Anything that she will do for me, she will constantly remind me, I did this and this and this. And I was the only person who was treated like that. Other siblings are nice. Many things can be done for them, but they will never be counted that I did 1, 2, 3, and 4.
So do your siblings know how you were conceived?
No.
They don't.
Not yet. Only my sister knows.
Only your sister. Only my,
yeah.
So from your dad's side, how many are you?
Five.
Phew.
Children.
Yes.
And a lot more, if I may put it like that. You know, it's not only me who was born out of wedlock. I have sisters everywhere, yes, and yeah, all of us who are outside the, you know, outside wedlock, we look like him. We look like
our
father.
Do you have a relationship with your father?
Yes, I did, but I was not allowed by the family. The family did not tell me anything, and I was asking myself, what is it that I'm not supposed to be having any relationship with my father? Because when I look at him, he is a father to me. But he was not even allowed to be a father to me. When he gives me money, I will hide it. He was not even allowed. I cannot blame him that he was not there for me, because he was. I was not even allowed to talk about him in the house.
So, and but after you found out, did your relationship with him continue, or did you?
It continued, because it continued, because when you look at me, you see him, and he was very.
She loves her father.
Yes, yeah. And now I have a good relationship with my paternal siblings. And there was a time when my mom did not want me to have any kind of relationship with them. But I said, no, why should I not see them as my brothers and sisters? Because so that,
well, she has been through her own pain, I guess.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
So well, she is a victim.
Now
I am the product of that.
Yeah.
But with help, because she came for counseling sometime with my apostle is a social worker by profession, so she is counseling and all that. She came, but because of distance, she will come when she keep on coming when she has time. Because I only got healed after knowing the truth.
Yes.
And on
the
top
truth
of
has set you free.
Yes. And on top of that, I forgave her.
Okay.
Because I saw her as a victim of what happened. She how can I put it? She is a victim of circumstances. Even though I am the product of that, I made peace with it. And God has been showing me that the love that I lacked, God is giving me. All the hugs that I never got.
Yeah.
Now I'm protected now better. I never had that cuddling, like I was saying, of my, don't say that to my child and all that. I never had that. Today, the ones, those who are protecting me, are not born of a woman.
Yeah.
Because God is now the one who is taking care of me in every way. More than once, there were many people who were against me, who wanted to harm me. And more than once, they were given or they were put on my mercy. Because I remember when Michael was asking me, what should I do with them? Then I will tell them, no, save them. Then they will be saved because I say so. So now, since Apostle is having the knowledge and the relationship of with angels, they are now part of us. Every time when we come together, every time when we worship and praise, they are coming. There are different kinds of angels that I
they
see.
They come to join you guys.
Yes.
Sure. And you get to see them or feel them?
Mostly they feel them, but I see them because my eyes are, it's a gift.
It's a gift
to me.
Yeah.
And it was now discovered by Apostle herself. When I say herself, I say like I was saying, she was handed over to them. And with the gift that God has given me, it became now something that is manifesting.
Sure. Wow. Okay, we've run out of time, unfortunately. But I think in closing, maybe just like describe a little bit for us, like what the angels look like, how different they look. Do they look the same? Because
as you mentioned, they're earthly angels and they're also heavenly angels.
Mm.
I mean, I was so intrigued when I saw on Instagram, there's a video that says how we were taught angels look like and what the Bible describes the angels to look like.
Mm.
So, yes.
Oh, okay. There are many different kinds of angels. Mm. Michael is huge. He has strong wings. We talk because we travel together everywhere where we need to do, to go.
Mm.
And when I am with him, he cannot come to my level. I go to his. My eyes become so open that I can see the blood running through your system.
Sure.
Yes, we can stand on top of the whole South Africa at once and see all the provinces like we see this table very close. Yeah. He opens my ears to see what people say about me when I'm in my bedroom. It's a gift. And there are different kinds of angels.
Mm.
There are angels of the blood of the Holy Communion. There are angels of the anointing.
Mm.
There are angels who are for war, where Michael comes in. When the country is in the crisis, they come and they do what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are angels who are the seraphims. There are angels with the blades. Those who... There are different kinds of angels. There are angels of worship. And another gift that God has granted us, because we ask, mm. The word of God says, ask, it shall be given unto you.
Yeah.
So when we ask, the things happen. We are, I'm one of the people, I usually go with them
mm.
when we are praying on Sundays, especially for mm. the whole country, the churches and all that.
Mm.
Sometimes there is heaviness in the church.
Mm.
It will be because the demons are putting wrong things in the on earth. The earth is round like this. I will be seeing how they are contaminating that. That's why in the churches in the morning, Sunday, you will try to pray and there is heaviness. It is because of that. So Michael comes and he wipes them, he cleans and all that. That's why after some time you feel like now things are becoming okay. Basically, we are standing and we are praying for the churches. We are interceding for the churches in the whole country.
He helped you, you know, overcome so many things that seem like they're impossible to overcome. Mm-hmm. How you were born, but who you have become,
sure.
Because he's the one who formed you. He's the one who created you. He's the one who had this entire plan set out.
Mm.
So it's not a mistake
that
you were here. And what an honor
it was to today. Have
you. Wow. Are you still teaching?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
I'm still teaching. Yes.
How's that going?
It is well.
Mm.
And the way I'm teaching, believe you me, I tried to apply, I tried to walk away and all that because it was tough, and that's where God says, I want you.
Mm. Oh, yes.
I applied. Now I don't even apply anymore because there was a time I was so frustrated, I even went to university to study something else.
Mm.
I have a second career, which is a safety officer. I specialized with the mining safety, but I'm still in class. Because I did not ask God. I did not even involve him. I just did that. After qualifications, he said, you did that on your own. I want you as a teacher in the class,
staying there.
In this community to touch my people.
Wow.
So I'm not there only as a teacher. Mm-mm. I'm there to touch the people of God.
Too. Yes. Because you can pray as well.
Yes.
You know, you can pray for the school, the kids.
Even for the community.
Even
because,
for the community at large. That's amazing. Please interact with us on our social media platforms, on the comment section. Let's hear what you have to say. You know, Auspindi shared so much, especially yes. about spiritual encounters. And I know because it doesn't happen often and you don't hear it often, you think it doesn't happen?
It does.
It does happen, you know? And you are a living testimony from how you were conceived to where you are now. God is indeed alive. And, you know, your life is just, it's just incredible.
It's a testimony.
And I think also find the right house, the spiritual house, you know, the correct mentors to be able to help you in your spiritual journey.
Get a church, get a pastor,
get an apostle, get a prophet, you know, and seek God for that. Pray for that, for God to send you to the right people who will harness your gift and who will make sure you become the best version of yourself. You don't die in your gift, but you live in your gift and you continue to grow spiritually each and every day, and you walk in your full potential. That is all we have for you today. Yes. And I look forward to the comment section, and I look forward to hearing more about your story. And we want to hear what you have to say. Do write us an email, sendtwins@gmail.com, or ihavebeenthroughthemost@gmail.com. From myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent.
And of course, Usis Pindi and our incredible team that makes this happen week in and week out. It's been amazing. Until next time, goodbye.